In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado received more than $2 billion in state and local aid through the CARES Act, and five counties, including Adams, received money directly. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Alicia Reese, Adams County Deputy Manager, says about 45% of the funds have been distributed to cities and towns within Adams, while the rest has been retained by the county. Part of those funds will be held in reserve to see what the virus does in the coming months.
We do have about $10 million. We have still to allocate, and we're monitoring how conditions are developing this fall.
Several counties did not receive any money, and many are calling on Congress to include additional direct aid in the next coronavirus relief package. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Puebla will move forward with a mediator to figure out what to do with a controversial statue of Christopher Columbus. Protesters have gathered at the bust every Sunday for more than a month. Last night, the city council held a special session to decide to work with Harvard-educated law professor Fred Galvez, who lives in California but was born in Pueblo. Galvez spoke just prior to the vote.
What you try to do with mediation is get people that would otherwise say my way or the highway to say, let's wait a minute. Is there any common ground? Is there some interest that you have that might overlap?
Around 24 people spoke during the meeting. Some said it would be a waste of money and time. Others said the process respects the ethnic diversity of Pueblo. A red flag warning across much of western Colorado today. Highs in the mid-90s for Grand Junction, also mid-90s for Metro Denver, lower 90s for the Springs. It's 61 degrees in Boulder, 64 in Pueblo.